Today's daf is Yuma Daf Tes, and we are on Chesam Beis. We'll start with the two dots. And today's one of those dafim that we need a number of hours to complete, but Beis Hashem will try to squeeze in as much as we can over the last next couple of discussions. Okay, let's get started with the two dots on Chesam Beis. Lishkas Parhedrin. So if you remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, beginning of the Masechta said that the Kohen Gadol is separated, is sequestered off into a separate lishka before Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, and it was called the Lishkas Parhedrin. Says the Braisa, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi Lishkas Parhedrin haisa, v'chi Lishkas Balvati haisa. What do you mean Parhedrin? Wasn't it the Lishkas Balvati? What is Balvati? Rashi says Balvati is a lashon of sarim, lashon of royalty and princes. That's what it should have been called. So Ella Bitrila Hayakaran Oso Lishkas Balvati. Originally that's what it was called. Umitoch, but since Shinostan Alav Mammon Likahuna, since later on during Bayesheni, they used to bribe their way into the office. Shinosa Alav Mammon Likahuna. Umachlifin Osa Koshdemasar Chodesh. And they used to get a new Kohen Gadol, as we'll see later on, every year, because they didn't last the year. Kippar Hedrin Halalu, like these officers, like these princes. Shemachlifin Osam Koshdem Asachodesh. Like a report, you appoint a new one each year. It's a yearly position. So just like the Parhedrin are appointed yearly, that's when they started calling it this name. Even though earlier, originally, like Rashi says, during the days of Shimon HaTzadik, when they had Kohanim Gedolim for many years, then they called it Lishkas Balvati, right? Because that was the lashon of royalty and lashon of princeliness. But now, post facto, retroactively, we call it the Parhedrin, who switch each year, Laficha Chayukoron Oso, Lishkas Parhedrin. That's why it was called that. If you look in Rashi quotes, they switched every 12 months. Klomar, Sherishaim Hayu, Velo Hayu Motsi in Shnasan, Uma Midim Acher Tachtov. They never finished out the year. They appointed someone else new in their stead. Vechal Kohen Amischadeshba Soserosa Ubone Binyin Noem in Harishon. Everyone used to rebuild it. Right, to their liking, Lahavdil, maybe not so Lahavdil, right? But Lahavdil, in a Torah context, in a secular context, in the White House, the president, they have their own decor. Every new president that comes in, they fix up the Oval Office, they fix up this or that, depending on their liking. That's what the Kohanim Gedolim used to do. In this room, I want this to be my room. It's amazing they didn't get the message that no Kohen for the previous many years never filled out the year. They thought, oh, I'm going to be different. That's what they did. Interesting. Were they allowed to change the decor of the Lishkas Parhedrin? They might not have cared. I mean, if they there were other problems, but were they allowed to do that? Lo sasan kein l'shem alokeichem. You know, we know exactly the Masorah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and to the later generations how exactly to build the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash with Shlomo HaMelech. He added on, as we learned earlier back in Masechah Shkalim, he built a more Shulchanos and more Menoros. Based on various reasons, the dimensions were bigger, but either way, they changed around the decor of these rooms. They switched it every 12 months, and that's why it was called the Lishkas Parhedrin. We continue. Tznan Hasam says the Mishnah in Meseches Demai, Hanachtomin, Lo Chivu Osan Chachamim Mahafrish, Elatrumas Meister Vachala. Nachtomin, bakers, who were involved in many transactions of flour and buying and selling. So we know in various areas of halacha there were kulas that they were allowed to rely on. How much challah they had to take off. So one of the kulas was that for demai, which we know is produce, grain, that we don't know if Trumas Meiser was taken off of it. Truma Gadola, as we'll see in a minute, again, we know for sure they were scared of Truma Gadola. But Meiser Rishon, they didn't know about it. And in the Meiser Rishon is the Trumas Meiser, which is usher to the Yisraelim. So what is their obligation? So they don't have to take off except for Trumas Meiser and Challah. Those are the only two items that they have to take off, because those are usher, those are all called challah, those are usher for Yisraelim to partake of. But everything else, what happens if Yisrael eats Meiser Rishon? Without Trumas Meiser. So Me'ikar Adin, it's okay, right? Bismana, as we know, the Ezra HaSofer was Kones the Levium, who didn't come up to buy Yisheni. And he said, you don't have to give Meiser Rishon. Why do you have to give Meiser Rishon? Have to give it. It has to go to the Levi. The answer is only an issue of Mammon Hashevet and Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Ezra said that you don't have to give it because they didn't come up. They were fined. which is one of the suggestions given why there were, in general, sometimes you find more Kohanim than Levim in a certain area. You would think there would be many more Levim, because, after all, the Levim is from a whole Shevet, and Kohanim is from one line within the Shevet. But part of it is because they didn't come back by a Sheni, they lost some of their Yichus. Again, there are different suggestions given to why that's the reality. But either way, says the Mishnah in Demai, so the Nachtomen only have to give Trumas Meiser and Chala. Bishlama, so why don't you have to give the others? Bishlama, Truma Gadola, lo. I understand why Truma Gadola is not needed. Ditanya, because the Brisa says that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did a check. Lefisha Shalach, Bechol Gvule Yisrael. He sent throughout the borders of Israel. Vira'a, She'ein Mafrishin Ella Truma Gadola Belvad. And he saw that they were only mafra shuma gadola, but they were mafra shuma gadola. Shuma gadola they were scared of, it's misa b'dei shamayim, and therefore they didn't want to take any chances with it. So another suggestion, there was some of the Rishonim, the rush there in Demai, says not only was it the more popular reason of misa b'dei shamayim, but there's a second reason why they did it, because it was easy. It was easy, it wasn't a tircha. As we know from the Gemara elsewhere, Chazal tell us, how much shuma do you have to take off? Mida oraisa? What's the share of Truma? Meiser is by definition Eser, it's a tenth. But how much is Truma? Says, you know, Shmuel says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. One grain, that's it. On a Daraisa level, one grain. Yes, Chazal came up with Shiurim, Midurabanan, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. But Mida Oraisa, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, that's it. So it's so simple. So that's why they did it. Yes, we've said in the past the thought of the Tosas Rid in Meseches Kiddushin, and the Noda Yehuda said this also. He didn't have a Tosas Rid, and he says, "I found something that nobody else has ever said in the history of the world." And really, it's a Tosas Rid because he didn't have a Tosas Rid. But they both said that the language of the Gemara of Chazal is Meduyak. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. One grain could be Mesakein your field, and you can now eat it. It's not called Tevel anymore. But that's not the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Nesinas Truma. The mitzvah d'oraisa of giving truma has to be something chashuv. Titein lo, the pasuk says. It has to be a shear of kidei nesina. So yes, chita achas patas your kri, but it does not fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of nesina to the kohen. But either way, it's a second day of why, or throughout Israel, everybody always gives truma gadola, A, either because of misa v'shamayim, or B, because of chita achas pateres esakri. So, Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that they used to give truma gadola. So that's why the Nachtomin obviously didn't have to give, because nobody had to give Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. What about these two? Meiser Rishon, which usually goes to the Levi. Meiser Ani, which usually goes to the Aniim, in the years where there is no Meiser Sheni, in year 3 and 6. Nami Lo, those also, we say that you don't have to give by Demai. Why? Hameitzo Mechaveo, Lavaraya. Because as we know, the rule is by Dini Mamedis, you prove it. Prove it that Meiser Rishon wasn't given. Prove that Meiser Ani wasn't given. So I'm allowed to keep it unless you prove otherwise. Ella, Meiser, so that's why Truma Gadola you don't have to give, because you assume it's given. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, Matzah Bechavero, Lavaraya. And, that's a good question. Do they have to be Mafreshit and then they were able to keep it? Or do they not have to be Mafreshit at all? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. If you look at Rashi here, Hamotz Mechaver Olav Araya, Michi Afreshei Va'afke'e Mishum Tevel, once you were Mafreshit, and you remove the status of Tevel, Ein Bo Ela Safek Gezel Aniyim, Levim, Va'aniyim, Chutz B'Trumas Meiser, except for the Trumas Meiser, Shebetok Meiser Rishon Osa, Yitin Lekoen Shei Yisr V'Avon Misa V'Achilasa. So it sounds like from Rashi, that you have to be Mafreshit, but then you're allowed to keep it. Which Pashas is, it's Tevel until you are Mafreshit. Interesting that it might even be Tevel if you don't take off Meiser Ani. Right? Truma and Meiser Rishon, that's one level. But even Meiser Ani, so that's a discussion in the Rishon, and we discussed that in Mitzvah Shir a few weeks ago. But yes, Pashas is that you're Mafreshit, and then you're able to keep it. So you only have to give the Truma Gedola and the Truma Meiser, because that Truma Gedola you don't have to give because it was given. Shumas Meiser, you have to give because that is Usser. So he asked the Gemara, Ella Meiser Sheni. What about Meiser Sheni? Nifreshu v'nisku v'nechlu b'Yerushalayim. Why aren't you mafreshit and then take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there? After all, it's yours. So why don't we make you do this? Why do we allow you to assume that it was taken or that, right, you know, you don't declare it Meiser Sheni, you don't have to, right? There's an Isser of Losucha Lechol B'Sharecha, right? You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So Amar Ula says, and this is why this is brought here, Mitoch Shepar Hedrin Halalu, because these new officers that were appointed every year. Choftin Osan called Yud Beis Chodesh. Every year they used to beat them, literally. They used to beat the bakers. For some reason they said, you have to sell very cheap, very cheap. Sounds like they got a percentage of every sale that took place. So sell very cheap, very cheap. So the bakers lost a lot of money every year. So lo atrechuhu rabbanan, the rabbanan were not matriach them to take off Maaser Sheni, and we're allowed to assume that rov amei arutz maasrin, including Maaser Sheni, we can rely on the rov. Remember, the whole din of demai is a chumra. Rov amei arutz maasrin hein, and we're machmer in certain cases. But if there's counter pressure that you're already losing money somewhere else, so Chazal did not require you to do it more than that. And my parhedrin Percy. Parhedrin are Percy. They are appointees of the king. Rashi says, "Pekidei Hamelech." Okay, stop there for a minute. So, in this Lamaisa case, when we say you're allowed to be mafrish, but you could keep it, we are splitting dine iser v'heter and dine mamonis. Mitzad dine iser v'heter, you have to be mafrish. You have to remove the shame tevel in the simple understanding, like Rashi says. But regarding dine mamonis, you are allowed to keep it. Big question in the Achronim. This is said by the Truma Sakri, the Ksos's brother. I'll read it from Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Haaretz. How do we understand Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? When we say you are allowed to keep it, right? The Meiser Rishon or the Meiser Ani. What does that mean exactly, and why am I allowed to keep it? Is it that we're not sure if it's yours, but we have no better solution, so therefore you are able to keep it? And we allow you to keep it? Or, as we've spoken in the past, no, it's a din vadai. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. Based on, well, the Gemara originally thought it was a pasuk. Mi baldvar migash aleihem, yagish raya aleihem. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, in the Mems, Mem Vav or so. The Gemara says, isn't that based on a pasuk? And the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Two places in Shas where the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk, it's a svara. Lamali kara svarahu. One place is in Ksubis, Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir, and the other place is right here. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. What do you mean? The person who has a pain has to go to the doctor to get healed. You have a pain, you want something from me, so you got to bring the proof, the Gemara says. So, is that a din suffik? We don't know what to do, and therefore you're able to keep it? Or is that a din vadai? If he can't prove it, it's vadai yours. That's the question of the Achronim, the Chakira. The Mesafke Lehu says, I'm reading this from the Kovetz Haaretz, Rav Elchanan and Simon Ayin Aleph. Begemara b'din amotzi mechaver olav araya im hu din vadai o einu ela safek tekiva delo yadinan shel mihu. Since we don't know, ein koach lebezdin laasos shemaisa bazeh. Bezdin can't do anything. Umemela nishar etzal amuchzak. So the muchzak keeps it. De einon yicholon lahutzi mimenu. Memela im tafas asheni. What if the other guy's toe face? He grabs it. So gamkein lahutzi mimenu. So allow him to keep it. The same reason, right? Because he's muchzak and now he's muchzak. V'im kain gam b'shashu eitzel arishon. Even if it's by the original person, eino ela suffix shelo, v'lo vade shelo. And what's always that afkamina brought? Kiddushin. What happens if I go over and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, it's my shirt, and we argue with it, and you get to keep it because of amotze v'chavero, and then you go and marry a woman with it. Are you vadai mukudeshes, or are you savi mukudeshes? That's always the litmus test of bailus. Im kiddush isha v'mamon zeh, enu ala savi mukudeshes. O dilma, dina da motze v'chavero lo v'raya hu din vadai v'lo safek, to kamod de b'isurin, az linan basar chazaka v'havi din vadai v'lo safek. Just like by isurin. If I say by an isser, and therefore you're allowed to treat it in a certain way, that's a din vadai. Right, bringing a carbon, or did I do the aveira or not? Hachanami b'mamon, azlinan basar cheskas mamon, v'gamkin din vadai. And that's why if you say tfisa, lo mafkinan mine. So nafkamina would be marriage, nafkamina would be tfisa, if it's grab. And another nafkamina is in the Chashukei Chemet here. Chashukei Chemet says, again, it's the same nafkamina, but he just quotes it here. There's somebody in a esrog store. Somebody in an esrog store, and there's an esrog there. And Reuven says to Shimon the seller, can I have my esrog, please? I gave you the money. I bought it. Shimon's like, I know what you're talking about. Reuven's like, can I please have my esrog? And Shimon has the esrog and says, no, you never paid me for it. I know what you're talking about. And he says, no, you have had a lot of customers. You're confused. I paid you on Friday. You said, no. So the rule is, Shimon gets to keep it, the seller, because of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. What happens then if Levi walks in and Shimon sells it to Levi? to use for Sukkos, Ulai Levi lo yachol l'kayim bo mitzvos talaminim, because you need a lakachtem lachem yishal lachem. It has to be yours. And is that a din vader? Is that a din safek? Right? If Reuven didn't have Yeyosh yet, and it's really his, and it was somewhat that there was Shini Rishus, but it's not good enough. Right? So this is the, he says, oh, this is what the Chakira of the Kuntras Asekos and the Balchana and Bechulu, and this is exactly what would be the halacha. And he quotes the Achronim that in Lamaisa, in this case, Yulachara would be able to be Yotze because it is a Din Vadai, and therefore it would be able to be used. Okay, we continue. So we have what Parhedrin is, and now we continue with Agarata. Halachic Agarata. What's we talking about? Are we talking about the second Beis HaMikdash? And they used to pay their way in, and it was terrible. So, this is the Daf and Shas, one of the three places, three at least, where we talk about why the Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Right here, Yuma Daftes, you have a Gemara Bamitzia and an Adarm. So today's the most famous one. Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Biyochanan. We'll get to that Beshem on Amar Beis. My Dichsev. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. Someone who fears God will have days added on. Vishnos Rishaim Tiktzorna. And the years of the wicked will be cut off. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. What is that a reference to? Because what might the Gemara be bothered by? Well, it's not always true. Sometimes you have Rishaim that live a very long time, and sometimes you have Tzadikim that don't live so long. Tzadik Varalo, Rasha Vatovlo. So maybe there's a deeper idea, says the Gemara. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim Zeh Mikdash Rishon. That's Vayis Rishon Sha'amad Arba Meos Ve'eser Shanim. That was standing for 410 years. Velo Shimshubo Ela Yurches or Ches. Different Gersos. How many? Tosus quotes the Riva that there were eight. Either way, there weren't so many. Kohanim Gedolim, meaning they each spanned many years. And therefore, they had Yiras Shamayim, and that's why they lasted. Vishnos Rishon, Tiktzorna, Zem Mikdashani, Sha'ama Dal Meos Vesrim Shana, it was last 420 years. Vishimshibo Yoser, Mishlosh Meos Kohanim, 300 Kohanim Gedolim. And it's even worse, because Se Mehem Mem Shana, Jashim Meshimanat Sadik, take away 40 years, which Simanat Sadik was the Kohen Gadol, Vishmonim Jashim Mesh Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and the 80 that Yochanan Kohen Gadol served, according to some days, the Gemara in Brachas, that at the end he lost it, but 40, that's 120. 120 years out of 420, Eser Shashimesh Yishmol Ben Pabi, V'yamri La, or Yud Aleph Shashimesh Rablazim Ben Charsom, Mikan Ve'elach. So if you take out all of these, that they serve for at least 10 or 80 or 40, Tseva Chashov Kolechad Ve'echad Lohot Yishnoso. How many are left? More than the number of years. And therefore you see that they were not, they didn't make it through their year. It's amazing how they saw each of their brethren dying and they didn't get the message. And they kept wanting. It's amazing what kavod is, motzias adam in ha'olam. Kina v'atai v'kavod. But kavod, this is what you do. We'll see kina, but this is from later on. But this is actually in the parsha shir. But that's the message of those who worked in the kahuna gedola and they didn't open up their eyes and see. If you look at the first Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Pekudei, he has an allusion based on the first pasuk, on a gematria. In the first pasuk of Pekudei ha'edus mishkan, 410 and 420. He has an allusion to the bate mikdash. You can look over there. Okay. Says the Gemara. If you look in the Bach here, the Bach adds in one line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa, v'cholkach lama lefi shahayu lochin osa bedamim, because they used to take it. They took to take the position for money. And he quotes an added line about a story about someone who took it, used to take it for money. But now we go back to our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa, mipnei ma'achar v'shilo. Well, so we just spoke about the Batei Mikdash. What about Shilo? Let's for a moment though talk about this person's name, Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa. Who is Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa? So the Psikta quotes the story of Yochanan ben Tursa. It's not a Gemara. It's a Psikta in Parsha Yud Dalet. The Psikta says originally Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa was a non-Jew. Mitchilo hayagoy umachar lo Yisrael para, and a Jew sold him a cow. And during the 6 days of the week, it worked fine. And then on Shabbos, the cow didn't move. And he's like, "What's going on with this cow?" And he tries, and he pulls, and he pushes, and he this and that. Nothing happens. And he just sits there and does nothing. So he said, "This is a crazy cow." V'kivan shirakein halafamar. He says, goes back to the Jew and says, "You sold this mekachtos." right? You sold me a cow that doesn't work. So he says, I hit it and it doesn't move. And the Jew understands the reason is because didn't want to work on Shabbos. Didn't want to work on Shabbos. V'yamar lo ba'aznan. All of a sudden, he whispers into this Jew, doesn't say who the Jew was, whispers into the cow's ear, para para, at yoda'as, kishayita bershusi, hayit choreshetz, yimei hachol, b'shabbos hayita ninoach. Achshav shegarmu avonosai, v'at bershus goy, b'vakasha mimeich, imdi v'charshi. It's okay. There's no more iser of... Right, atu vilchu vitecha, avcha v'masechu v'emtecha. Don't worry about it. And it suddenly went and worked on Shabbos. Miyad nisirei ha'goy v'asun, the goy sees this and says, if this cow, who has no da'as, is makir es bara, va'ani sheyatzreini yotzri b'dmuso, v'nasan b'da'as, eini holechu makir es bari, miyad ba v'nisgayer, v'lamad v'zacha l'tara. All of a sudden, he converted, so the cow didn't have to work anymore on Shabbos anymore. And Vahayakarim Oso, Yochanan ben Torsa. Tur is a cow. And that's why they used to call him Yochanan ben Torsa. This is the story in the Psikta. Tosi Yeshanim also quotes it a little bit in his commentary here. Either way, that's Yochanan ben Torsa, comes up a little bit in Shas. So what did he say? Why was Shiloh destroyed? And then we're going to get to the two Batei Mikdash. Interesting, the Lashon here is used destroyed. We don't have evidence in the Sefer, in Shmuel, that it was destroyed. We know it stopped functioning. The Aron was lost. So that might mean that's a destruction, because there was no more Aron. There is a Medrash, though, that says that the lumber of the Mishkan will be used la'asilavo. It's Kayam, it was never destroyed. It was never burned. There's no evidence there, but it's still called a churban because it's not being used. So here too, the language of the Gemara is, why was Shiloh destroyed? Shehayu b'shnei dvarim, Gili Arayis u'Bizayon Kadshim. The two Averis of Gili Arayis and Bizayon Kadshim. Gili Arayis, Dichsib. Where's Gili Arayis? The Pasuk says in the beginning of Shmuel. The Eli Zakein Me'od. Eli was very old. The Shama is called Asher Yasun Banav Chol Yisrael. He heard everything that his sons were doing. The Esa Asher Yishkavun. And... As Hanashim, Hatzovos, Pesach, Olamoed, and what they used to lie with the women that came to the Beis Hamikdash. Really? Eli's sons. V'yavagav d'amar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar b'Yonah Chanan. Kala Omer b'nei Eli chatu eina ala toa. Even though the Gemara says in Shabbos about all the biblical figures, including the b'nei Eli, whoever says they didn't sin is making a mistake. Meaning, you might not take it literally what they did, but they did sin. The pasuk might just portray it as even worse. That's what Chazal mean by that. It doesn't mean that there was no sin ever. Obviously, it was portrayed as a sin because there was something wrong. But it might not be as bad. It might be portrayed in a more graphic way in order to teach us a lesson. Right? But you also could say the other point, that it's said that way to teach us something. Either way, so that's what the Chazal might mean. Mitoch, because what might it literally mean? Not that they actually committed Gili Arayis, but Mitoch, Shesho, look what time it is, we're on Amud Beis. Mitoch, Shesho, es kinehen, miha ma'alena alena kasav, ki'ilu shachva. We treat it because they delayed bringing the birds that had to be brought by these women in order for them to get back to their husbands, because they delayed that process. So they prevented the husbands and wives from being together. So we treat it as if that is such a serious, egregious error and hate that it's called Sheshachvu Nishosein. But either way, it had to do with Arayos. And that was part of the problem of that door. Right? The Moram, the Netziv here points out, it couldn't have just been the B'nai Eli. Right? That's why Shiloh was destroyed, because of two people. So it must be this was so prevalent, this lackadaisical attitude of the relationship between husbands and wives. That must have been prevalent, and the B'nai Eli were a part of it. They were part of it, and that's the door that was zocha to it. So that's number one, B'nai Eli. By the way, somebody asked a trivia question on this past Shabbos. The two people in Tanakh who died in childbirth. So one was from yesterday's Parsha, and one was from the B'nai Eli discussion. Ikavot. Anyway, Eli's daughter-in-law. Bizayon Kachim, Dechsiv. What's the second one? Bizayon Kachim. That they did not take, they disgraced Kachim, Dechsiv, that this is explicit in the Pasuk. They used to take part of the manas kahuna inappropriately before they were supposed to, more than they were supposed to. Gam b'terem yaktirun es achilev, before they burned the chilev, before they did aktaras emurin. Uba nar hakohen va'amar leish hazoveach. They used to say to the people involved, tina basar litzlos lekohen, please give what you're supposed to give. V'lo yikach mimcha basar mevushal ki imchai, give it raw. Va'yomer lav ha'ish. And the man that used to come and used to say, Kater Yaktirun, Kayom Hachelev, first do the Akhtar Simurin. That's not halacha. V'kach lecha kasher taven ashecha. V'yamar lo, no, ki atati tein, you'll give now. V'yam lo lakachti b'chazka, I will take it by brute strength. V'ati chatas hanarim gedola ma'od, es p'nei Hashem, ki ne'etsu hanashim, ki ne'etsu hanashim es b'nchas Hashem. Right, so the B'nai Eli were violated this, they used to take, and their shlichim used to take the basar when they weren't supposed to. Again, it's a privilege. They misused and violated their position. They had a special position in Yadus and they violated it and they misused it. And that's why they were removed. As we know, B'nai Eli were killed. It's always fascinating in the pasuk also. After they were killed, when Eli finds out what happened, he's told by the one who ran there, his sons were killed and he's in shock, but then he's told the Aron is taken and that he can't bear. That he can't bear to hear, and he falls backwards, and he breaks his neck, and he dies. Right? So it's amazing that the religious elements were even more painful to him than the biological elements. Obviously, he was in his sons died. He was terrible. But then he hears the Aron was taken, and he can't bear it. That's like the thought of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Unbelievably, he puts together the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, which talks about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Well, we know Reish Lakish was mekurav by Rabbi Yochanan, and eventually Rabbi Yochanan has a slip of the tongue, which is somewhat insulting to Reish Lakish. Like they were talking about the halachas of Tum and Tara, and Rabbi Yochanan and they were talking about weapons, when a weapon, a certain sword is mekabal tuma. And Rabbi Yochanan says one shita, and Reish Lakish has another. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, I guess you would know. Right, the line after about weapons, he used to be a bandit. Reish Lakish says he has chalishus adas. Says, oh, so what good is everything I did? Rabbi Yochanan felt terrible, and Reish Lakish got sick, and Rabbi Yochanan davened l'maisa. Reish Lakish dies in the end. It's not a happily ever after story. And Rabbi Yochanan goes around and he says, where are you, Eifalat Bar Lakisha? Where are you, Bar Lakisha? They try to give him every chavrus in the book to help him. And he says, none of you are like Reish Lakish, and he can't deal without his chavrusa. And the Gemara says he lost his mind. And the Chazal davened for him and he died. Because he couldn't bear to be without his chavrusa. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Brachos says that he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son that he lost. Dein garma dasi rabir. This is the bone of my 10th son. The post can discuss, how can he do that? Is there a chiv kvura without the halachic issues? But we see he lost 10 sons. And that he was able to bear. But he couldn't bear losing his chavrusa. Says that's exactly like Eli. Eli HaKohen. That's what he did. He had the Aaron, he can't deal with. But the B'nai Eli, he can't deal with. That's the same exact thought, putting those two Gemaras together. The first Berak in Brachos, and the Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia. Okay, so that's all related to Shiloh and the Mishkan, and now we get into Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Charav, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? First Beis HaMikdash, Mipnei Gimel Devarim Shayuba, the big three. Avodah Zara, Vagili Arayis, Veshvichas Damim. The big three Averis. Avodah Zara, Dechsiv, Ki Katsar, HaMatzah, Mehis Tareya, Yishayo, Anavi, who tried so hard in his time to get the people to do tshuva, Ki Katsar, HaMatzah, Mehis Tareya, literally the couch is stretched, it's too short to stretch out. My Katsar, HaMatzah, Mehis Tareya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan Katsar Matzaze Mehistarer Alav Shnei Reim Keechad. Two Reim, two friends, cannot be here at once. It's a reference to Avodah Zarah. Right, so it's you're bringing in a co-wife, so to speak, and that's a problem. Right? Rashi says there's no trikon. Mehistarer Reya Echad. Next, Vahamatseva Tsara Kihis Kanes, and the cover is too small from curling up in Amar Shor Banachmeni Kimata Rabbi Yonasan Lahai Krabachi. He used to cry when he got up to this pasuk. But that itself is a musser. He used to cry, A, crying when he gets up to psukim, and number two, crying when he gets up to psukim in Yishayo. Right? Two messages that we can learn. We have to learn Navi, and we have to be emotional and realize the depths of the psukim. So he used to cry based on this pasuk. Amar, he used to say, Mandach Sivbei, The he, capital H, who it says about Kones Kanan Mehayam, that he did Kriyas Yamsuf, Naasislo Masechatzara, he has a co, he has someone, he has Kaviyacho, that he has to exist with because of the Avodah Zara. So he used to cry about it. So that's Avodah Zara. Gili Arayas Dichsiv, Gili Arayas, which is even more explicit in the Pasuk Dichsiv. Vayomer Hashem Ya'an ki Gavhu Benos Tzion. The Benos Tzion hold themselves high. Vati Lachna Nitius Garon. They hold their heads and necks stretched out. Umisakros Einayim Haloch V'Tafof Te Lachna. They float. Uberaglayan Teachasna. They make me angry with their feet. So we darshan, Yan ki gavu benos Sion, shahu mahalchos arucha betzad katsara. They used to walk short and tall women next to each other, meaning, so each one would be able to be focused on. There wasn't just a group of women, they walked in a way, so each one would be able to be a focus. Vetelachna netios garon, shahu mahalchos bekoma zakufa. They walked very high, trying to get attention. Umisakros einayim, davu malyan kuchla einayhen. They used to put on super duper makeup in order to try to get the men. Haloch v'tafof telach. And obviously, if the men weren't able to be gotten, they wouldn't have been dressed like this. So this is not just blaming the women. It's blaming both. This was the society. Haloch v'tafof telachna. Shema halchos ekev v'zad golda. They walked very slowly. Heel to front toe. Very slowly. Uberaglein teachas na'am Rabbi Yitzchak. Shemevios mor v'afar simon. They used to bring special perfumes. Umenichos b'min aleyem. And they used to put it under their feet. Ukishemagios Eitzel Bachura Yisrael, when they got close to men, Boatos, they used to push down with their feet, so the aroma would then waft, Umatizos Alein, Umachrisim and Yisahara, Ke'eres Bekos. And it would go straight into the Bachura Yisrael like a poison. And in that way, as we see, obviously, that this is Gili Arayos. Number two, Shvichas Damim. The third, Dechziv Gamdam Naki Shafach Menashe. Menashe HaMelech poured much blood, harbe ma'od, ad asher milei es Yerushalayim pelepet. Right? From the whole city of Yerushalayim was filled with blood. So you have the big three averus. That is all Mikdash Rishon. But there's a different question about the Girsa here. The Bach discusses, we're going to go straight. Aval Mikdash Sheni, shoy oskim batar of a mitzvahs, v'gemilas chasadim. But in the Mikdash Sheni, they were doing everything right. Because of Sinas Chinam, Lulametcha, Sheshkula Sinas Chinam, Keneged Shalosh Averos, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, V'Shvichas Damim. Right, Sinas Chinam, a famous Chazal. Good. There's a lot to talk about here. Let's, stop here for a moment, and then we will continue. And that is, there are two other Gemaras that are spoken about regarding the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Metzia that the reason, Lo Chavru Yishalayim, Ela Al Shedanu Dineihem Din Torah. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed. That's the line. Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Chavru Yishalayim, Ela Al Shedanu Badin Torah. So Tosfos there says, what about the Gemara in Yuma? Sinas Chinam, the big three Averis. What do you mean, Danu Din Torah? They didn't give an inch. Tosfos says, Zev Zegarma. Hava Hagarma. It's both. Okay, great. What does that mean? Or there's another Gemara, the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make Berchas HaTorah. And again, the question by the Mefarshim is, no Berchas HaTorah? How do you put all these Gemaras together? So you could say, oh, both. Explain many of the Mefarshim. No. Really, the reason why Bnei Yisrael, why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was our Gemara. That's the real reason. The big three Averos and Sinas Chinam. But Hashem gave them a divine protection and didn't punish them when they were Lifnim Mishuras Adin. If they acted, they let things slide. So then, even though we violated Hashem, also that lets things slide. But what, once Danu Badin Torah, once they didn't give an inch, they were meticulous, no Lifnim Mishuras Adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if you act that way, I'm acting that way too. So the divine protection was removed. The real reasons was our Gemara. But Danu Badin Torah, once Hashem did that, he's like, okay, now I have to punish you for everything you've done. That's one shot of that Gemara. The same idea said by others regarding the Gemara in Nedarim. Shel Berchu Batorah Tchila, right? So the Ron already quotes there. What is it? No, they learned. They just didn't say Berchu Torah. What does that mean? So says the Ron there, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, right there in
Nidarim. Shehu Yodea, let me just find it. Matzasi b'Megillah Starim Shal Rabbeinu Yona. I found Rabbeinu Yona in a private notebook of his. Unpublished notes of Rabbeinu Yona. Right here, in the Ran. We're gonna be mefarsim it right now. The Megillah Starim of Rabbeinu Yona. It says, Sha'azwa Sadar V'lo Yoskin B'Vachulu. Tamid, they learned a lot of Torah. And that's why the wise and the Nevi'im wondered, why is this happening? So they say, what does that mean? Klomar. They weren't machshiv Talmud Torah. They didn't think it deserved a bracha. Yeah, they learned. But it wasn't so chashiv in their eyes to make a bracha on something. It goes together. When you think something is chashiv, then you make a bracha on it. Then you make a bracha on chashiv. I have certain minhagim, you don't make brachas on. People don't take it so seriously. That's a Gemara too. But that's Rabbeinu Yona right here. They didn't make a bracha on it because it wasn't chashiv in their eyes. Say the Achronim, says of Aaron Cutler in one place, that was also a divine protection. One, they had chashivus of Talmud Torah. That also was a divine protection. Once they lost that, which is reflected by Shlo Bercha Batorah Tchila, then they were punished for these sins, the big three, and Sin Aschina. There's an amazing Beis Halevi, which we mentioned, but not for a long time, so I'll mention it again. Beis Halevi writes this in Parshas Mishpatim, and he writes this also in his Hakdama to the Chuvos. And that is, why Berchas Torah? Why does that reflect? Shlo Bercha Batorah Tchila, it wasn't Chashiv in their eyes. What exactly does that mean? So there's another Gemara, says the Beis Halevi. It's a Gemara Menachas Achmen Beis, where the Gemara says, when do you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah? Only if asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Only if it's at the final stage of a mitzvah. If it's at an earlier stage, a preparatory stage, you do not need to make a bracha. So for example, there's no bracha on putting tzitzis on a beged, or writing tefillin, or mezuzah, or building a sukkah, we paskin. There's no bracha. Why? Because that's not the final stage. The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, wearing tzitzis, putting on tefillin. But the earlier stages, there's no bracha. Explains the Beis Halevi, they, in that generation, only believed in lilmod amanas la'asos. Talmud Torah, in order to achieve the purpose of doing a mitzvah. They did not believe in the principle of Talmud Torah lishma. And therefore, they didn't make a bracha on it. Because they looked at learning as a preparatory stage. A hechsher mitzvah. It wasn't chashiv in their eyes to learn, per se, to get close to Hashem. Talmud Torah lishma. And that's why they didn't make a bracha on it, and that was lacking, and that was the divine protection that they lost, putting this together with the other thought, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So anyway, whenever we talk about the Churban Bayis, these are the three Gemaras to discuss. Yuma Daf Tes, Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph, and Bamitzia Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Those are the three Gemaras, and you got to figure out how they all go together. Okay, there's a lot more here. Let's continue a little bit more. Says the... So I want to mention this now, or mention this, I'll mention this in a little bit. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rishayim Hayu, this was the line that the Bach had previously, but we have it now. Rishayim Hayu, Elisha Tolo, Bitchonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going back to Bayis Rishon. Right, they were Rishon, they did these big Averis, but they had Bitachon. Hashem's going to save me, even though we're terrible. Asal Mikdash Rishon. Dechsev, Rasheha, Bishochad Yishpotu, they took bribes. The Kohaneha, Bimechir Yoru, they paskin for a price. Univieha, Bakesef Yixomu, Vial Hashem Yishanu, Lamar Allah Hashem, Bekirbeinu, Lo Savo, Aleinu Ra'ah. Remember, during Bayis Rishon, they had never experienced the Churban. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Why, yo, you're crazy. We went through all of Jewish history to lose the Mikdash. That's impossible. Shlomo HaMelech. We went from Yetzias Mitzrayim all the way till now. Okay, we're not the most perfect people. You think God's going to destroy this place? This is His house. It's never going to happen. That's what they must have thought. A Churban never happened before. Yes, Shiloh. Yeah, that was a Mishkan. This is a Beis HaMikdash. Leficha Chevi Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gzeiros Keneged Gimel Averis Shebiyadam. Paralleling to these three in the Pasuk in Micha, you have the three punishments. Shene'emar, Lachain. After this, Micha tells us, Big Lachem, Sion Sadete Charesh, it will be plowed over. For Yerushalayim, Iyin Tiyah, Yerushalayim will be as ruins. V'harabayis, Labamos, Ya'ar. And our bayis will just be like a forest, like the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makkos. Period. Ubemikdash Rishon, Lohavi, Be'sin Aschinam. There was no Sin Aschinam in the first place of Mikdash. It's only the big three Averis.
I mean, to kill somebody, there's probably some siman haskinam there. But v'haksiv megurei el cheref hayu es ami lachein sfok el yarech. But what do we darshan from that pasuk? The Amar Rebbe Elazar, Elu b'nei Adam she'ochlin v'shosin zemzeh. They used to eat with each other. V'dokrin zezeh. They used to kill each other. B'charvo she'belashonam with the swords of their tongue. Meaning they used to insult each other, right? Kilu, right? Call that somebody who embarrasses somebody else. Kilu shofech damim. So there was sinas chinam too. So the Gemara says, Hahi b'nesia Yisrael havai. That was by the princes. Right, the Hamon Am might not have had so much sinas chinam, but the Nesiyei Yisrael did, which might even be worse. The leaders, Dechsev Zaak veHilel Ben Adam ki hi aisa ba'ami. What do we learn from there? V'tanya Zaak veHilel Ben Adam Yachol Lakol. You might think to all time alomar he bechon Nesiyei Yisrael. That's the hemshif of the pasuk. Period. Stop there for a minute. So it's interesting that the big three averos, the gullus is much shorter. One might think that, you know, those three averis, you know, are much worse. You have to give your life for those three averis. Sinas chinam, right? It's 2,000 years, not just 70, as we'll talk about soon. So that's the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bishalach on V'hamayim Lohem Choma. Right? We mentioned this in Parshas Shir years ago. V'hamayim Lohem Choma Miminam Miminam Mimispalam says the Meshech Chachma that it's interesting that if you looked at many averos, Bein Adam, I'll read his words. His boni b'darki haTorah nira ki b'mitzvahs ma'asiyos kigon avodas zara va'arayos yesh kares v'skila v'shar mitzvahs misos u'malkus lochein b'nimusiyos u'midos kigon machlokes lashon hara rechilus gazel ein bo malkus. You find by certain averos that are what we would call, let's say, bein Adam l'makom, there's terrible punishments, chilul Shabbos and avodas zara and others. What's the punishment for lashon hara? What's the punishment for rechilus, machlokes, ka'as, nekama? No punishments. Says the Meshech Chachma, that only works by a yachid. By a yachid, ben adam la'makom has more chamer punishments than ben adam la'chavero. But when it comes to a tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more of a takif and more in a punishing mode when it comes to the ben adam la'chavero than ben adam la'makom. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants his children to get along. And when siblings fight, it pains the parent to no end. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, that's the Ar Gemara. The first source that he quotes, Mikdash Rishon, terrible Averis. But Sinas Chinam is even more Chamor. Because when it comes to a Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs his people to get along. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Mochel on the Egel. But not Mochel on the Meraglim, which was Lashon Hara, which was connected to the sin of Lashon Hara between. And that's the difference between the Dor of David HaMelech and the Dor of Achav. The Dor of Achav, they succeeded for so many years. Why? Because at least they were together, even though they were over the Avodah Zarah. Meshech Chachma says, on a Tzibra level, we have to make sure to do what we can in terms of the Sinas Chinam, which Rachman al-Islan is such a terrible machla in our day and age. There's even a Be'er Yosef. Again, it's part of a larger discussion because we have to continue. Be'er Yosef in Parshas Mitzora quotes that there is another Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, we'll have this in 30 blot from now, Daf Lamedtes. The Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, certain things already started changing. The Kohen Gadol used to always pick up the Lashem Kalfi on Yom Kippur. That always used to be the Lashem in his right hand. And the Lashon Shel Zahoris always used to turn white. And the Ner Maravi was always lit. All these stopped already 40 years before Churban HaBayis. All trying to get Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva. They stopped. And also the doors of the Heichal opened by themselves. Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, go close. Says to Bar Yosef, all the other items, I understand why they stopped. Because it wasn't like that a nace happened, but a nace stopped happening. It always used to be that the right hand picked up the Hashem, and Hashem stopped the nace. It always used to be that this turned white, and Hashem stopped it. It always used to be that the Ner Maariv was lit, so Hashem stopped doing nisim. I understand. But the door's opening was itself a nace. So why did Hashem do that nace 40 years before the Churban HaBayis happened? Says the Bar Yosef, unbelievable. Sinas Chinam means Lashon Hara. That's what Sinas Chinam means. A lot of Sinas Chinam is Lashon Hara. Says the Bar Yosef, Hashem opened the doors because he's telling us what our problem is.
That's the nays. Hashem gave us two guards. He gave us teeth and lips. He gave us two guards, and they're obviously not doing anything because we're opening up our mouth too much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka opened up the doors of the Eichel because he's trying to tell us what the problem is. He's trying to get us to do tshuva. Ikar HaKodesh, because, right, Ikar HaKodesh, right, Mikdash is a person. Hashem is showing just like that we weren't machsom. We didn't close our doors, so Hashem is opening his door, saying this is what's going to happen. That's the Be'er Yosef in Mitzora. Again, there's more here, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, third wine line. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darmi Travayu, Rishonim, Shenizgala Avonam, Nizgala Kitzam. The bias Rishon, which describes the sins in the Psukim. So that's why, Nizgala Kitzam, we had a Nevuah, how long the Galus was going to be. 70 years. Achronim, Shalom, Nizgala Avonam, the second Beis HaMikdash, which, obviously, Sinaskinim is not explicit in the text. Nizgala Kitzam, we don't know how long the Galus is going to be. The Gemara says elsewhere, if we knew, we wouldn't hope for it, so we dafka don't know. Yaakov Avinu wasn't told. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Tovat Tziporan Shel Rishonim, Mikreso Shel Achronim. There are various lines in Shas about the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros, right, that generations have gotten lower and lower. This is one of them. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fingernail of the earlier generations is greater than the whole abdomen and stomach of the later generations. Am Alei Reish Lakish Adarabba. Reish Lakish, what are you talking about? No. Achronim Adifi. And maybe this has to do with Reish Lakish's background also. The Achronim, the later generations, are Adif. Because after all, even though they are terrible subjugations, still they're Osik in Torah. Amar Leh, Rabbi Yochanan says back, hello, my brother-in-law, Bira Tochiach, the Beis HaMikdash will prove that I'm right. Shechazor L'Rishonim, L'Chazor L'Achronim. They got it back after 70 years, and we're still waiting. Right, so that reflects that our generations are on that level. Shalos Rabbi Elazar, Rishonim Gedolam, Achronim Gedolam. Amar Lehem, Tenuei Neichem, Bebira. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have it. Igat the Amri, or Amar Lehem, Edechem Bira. Your Edim is the eight is the Beis HaMikdash. Again, there's a lot, various Gemaras, right? Bala, I think we mentioned it, Bali Tosas are very comfortable with Niskatnu Hadoros throughout halachic positions, right? The Bali Tosas in Maseches Brachas. Well, right, the Mishnah says in Brachas that a chassan can't say Kriyat Shema the first out of his wedding, he can't have Kavana. Tosas says, well, we never have Kavana anyway. So today he has to say. Right, or the first bracha, you have to have kavana for in Shemon Esrei, or else you have to repeat. Bali Tosfos say, well, we don't have kavana even if we repeat it a second time. Throughout Shas, Bali Tosfos are very comfortable with Niskatnu Hadoros, and we realize this is the Metzias. The Rambam never mentions the concept in terms of his halachic work, because he's an idealist. He's like, what do you mean? Have kavana, v'chulu. Again, we don't have time to go into it now. Maybe we'll have a dapiyin shir about it at a certain point. But that's the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros, which we say that how can Mashiach come today if it didn't come in the times of the earlier generations? Different answers to that question. Even though Niskanu Adoros were standing on their shoulders, but this is an important line of Rabbi Yochanan, and interesting to think about whether it has to do with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's just do the little next section. Reish Lakish avisachi biyardina. Reish Lakish was once in a river. Asa Rabbi Rachana yohev layada. Rabbi Rachana helped him out of the river. Amar lei ela sanina lachu. Reish Lakish, who was in Eretz Yisrael, right, learning with Rabbi Yochanan, says to Rabbi Rachana from Bavel, oh, God hates you guys. It's a nice thing to say. Dechziv, he's basically giving him a message. He's saying, you know, you Babylonians didn't come to Bayesheni. Dechziv, im chomehi nimdol on a tiras kasef. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, if it's like a wall, we'll build it with silver. Vim delasi natzer ala luach eres. So we darshan, im asitem asmachem kechoma valisim kocha bimei Ezra. If you would have all come up during Bayesheni, nimshaltim kekesef, sheni rekev sholet bo, then it would have been like silver, which rotting does not happen. Achshav shalisim kidlasos. You came up like doors, which swing back and forth, a little here, a little there. Nimshaltim keeres. You're like cedar. Sharekev sholet bo. Right, Rekiv is Sholet. My Erez, what does that mean? Amar Ula Sasmagor. Sasmagor, Rashi says, is a wood-eating worm. And therefore what? My Sasmagor, Amar Abba Basko. It's like you lost everything. You lost the Rumatumim, you lost the Beis HaMikdash, all you have left is Baskols. Like this worm who ate through the Erez. But he says, if you would have come up, if all the Bayesheni, all Jews would have come up to Eretz Yisrael, would have been a totally different geula. Kidatanya, Mishamesu Nevi Machronim, Chagez Chai Malachi, Nistaka Ruach HaKodesh B'Yisrael, Vadayin, Hayimishtamshin, Bebaskol. They only used to use Baskols, period. Just to end with a Kedushas Levi. Rabbi Levi Yisrael Mibraditchev says in Parshas Truma,
Daber b'nei Yisrael, Rav Yichuli Truma v'chulu. Says the Kedushas Levi. Daber b'nei Yisrael. This is the first time that Hashem told Moshe to speak to b'nei Yisrael after Matan Torah. Pashas, right? That's Yisrael Mishpatim, depending on the order of the Torah. But he says, Yadua, Rabosenu Amru, our Chazal say, Yuma Daftes. Man, actually, we didn't get up to this yet. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. This is on the next piece of Gemara. We'll have to start with this Kedushas Levi tomorrow. This is about the continuation of the story. B'ez Hashem, we'll stop here. And B'ez Hashem, enjoy Yuma Daftes. Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. We'll have a little more B'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.